Hey everybody, it's Aldo Gandhi, and I just want to let you know really quickly that our swag shop is reopened. DeepDishTees.com is where you go, and that's Tees with T-E-E-S. Clever name, guys. They're the new home of our merchandise. You can get t-shirts, you can get caps, you can get coffee mugs, you can get hoodies, you can get all sorts of good stuff, and you'll help out the bar room with the purchase. So head over to DeepDishTees.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
Radio is scripted, though. We just come up with it. We don't use computers. We don't rehearse. We're going to talk about this next. We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the Bulls. And then we're going to have Brad Bixon. And then we're going to have all this. No. No. If you don't know what you're going to talk about in the top of your head before a show, you shouldn't be in the business. I don't know what you got. I feel like Vince Vaughn in a couple's retreat. The sharks are circling. Old school, baby.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right, the Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandhi, Mike's wingman, and there he is in living color from his office somewhere in northern Illinois. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, my God, that's a good one, Aldo. I love you, my friend. How's everything going? The bar room looking absolutely resplendent. Make sure you follow me at Aldo Gandhi. Make sure you follow me at North to North. Don't forget about the bar room, ladies and gentlemen. Follow the bar room. Get it done. Follow everybody that's on here. We got like 10, 11 shows. I saw the ad yesterday. We got more shows than NBC. I'm telling you right now, Aldo, getting it done, putting the nose to the grindstone. But it's really good to see my guy. What's up, Elds?
Things are great. And listen to Q. He's already in the chat room. And he says, update your Twitter picture. You look much younger right now than you do in your Twitter pictures. Isn't that great?
Yeah, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I like that old picture. But Aldo and BB got to get together and do that switch that we were looking at.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that in our pre-show because we don't usually do a pre-show. But we went over a couple quick things, but yeah, we got to get that done. I'll talk to B about that. We're going to get a new thing up for my 30th year of broadcasting, and of course the bar room has been huge for my success and everything else of late, especially. And you know, don't forget to check me out and check us out at Win Daily, a daily show, and also rolling at ESPN 1000. We're August 21st, folks. I'm making my first appearance, public appearance, on behalf of the radio station with, and really me and Carmen will be at Bourbon Street out there in Marionette, Illinois, I believe it's at. I remember helping opening that place. So it's going to be good to come back, see everybody out there. It's August 21st, ESPN 1000, and should be a lot of fun.
I'm going to try to be there August 21st.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. It's a Saturday morning. You want? Hey, maybe we go together. It's a Saturday morning. I could come get you. It's going to be a long ride. You know what I mean? But that's fine with me. And Field Yates is going to be there from ESPN. We're going to have all sorts of stuff going on. Fantasy. Carmen and I are going to do a deal on gambling for about a half an hour out there. So it's going to be a great, great time. Looking forward to representing the station and everything else. So fun is happening. Football's coming up. Thank God, on one side of town. And, we'll wait and see what happens on the other side of town, but that's looking pretty good.
Yeah, we'll talk about that quickly. And Chris Watts is in the chat room. He's all the way in Yorkshire, Shire, across the pond. If he flies in on Saturday, August 21st, we'll buy him a beer, okay?
Yeah, they got good pudding, like I said earlier. Yorkshire pudding, ladies and gentlemen. It's all that and more.
Q wants to know if the event on the 21st is going to be televised.
I'm sure it might be on that Twitch or something, but, if Aldo comes, maybe he'll take a couple of short videos or something.
You got it. Absolutely.
Maybe we'll take a video and, hang out and put it up there and Twitter and stuff. That's what we like to do. We like to stay active with everybody here at the bar room. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mike, on Tuesday night, I had to work and do the Dan and Aldo Bare Their Souls show, so I missed the basketball game, and I'm sorry that I did, because the word is that Giannis's performance was one for the record books. 50 points, he dominated. I'm sure you saw it, or most of it.
First time I didn't change the channel. You know how sometimes during the second quarter of games, you'll change the channel, flip around?
Right.
Stay from beginning to end.
Good.
You haven't seen a performance in a finals like what Giannis did since Jordan. It's simple. Two 40-point games, a 50-point game in the finals.
Right.
Blocks, assists. I'm happy for the coach of the team, Budenholzer. I'm happy for the team. The way that he's handled himself, he's having fun with it. Today he says, I want to see 100,000 at the airport in Greece to greet me. The other day he drove in through the Chick-fil-A line and ordered 50 chicken nuggets, if you will, for his 50 points. And if you're Coca-Cola, you got to jump on this Sprite and lemonade mix. Now, when I had my hot dog stands, what I used to do, we used to call it suicide, the suicide drink. I had six different pops. I had Rip Beer, Coke, Orange, you know, and you'd mix them all up. Or you'd mix up a couple pops. Okay, but people don't have time to buy both. So you know what? Coca-Cola, get working on the Giannis Championship fizz drink if you can with lemonade and Sprite, which I will try down the line. I'm sure I've had something of that. I used to put 7-Up together. It's good. People have mixed pop before. I'm sure you have. You know, a lot of other people have. Yeah. But this guy, I mean, they should sign him to an endorsement deal right now.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, in these times, since Coca-Cola is one of those woke companies, he'd be a good guy to have as one of your deals, because, man, he just knows how to get it done. And, boy, what an argument against the super teams. He basically said this is the way to do it. This is the way to play. This is the way to start with your team and stay with your team. And it's not like they got him a whole lot. In my opinion, Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, good ball players.
Yep.
But that was the big one and the pretty good, too. It wasn't like Pippen, Jordan, Rodman. It wasn't like LeBron, Irving, and Love. It wasn't like Brooklyn with Harden, Durant, you know, and Irving. He won by busting his ass and getting it done. And I've never been more impressed with the way the guy carries himself. You know what? His parents, he went to hug them first. Great upbringing, and I just couldn't be happier for Milwaukee. I mean, a small market team in the Midwest, this guy could have gone anywhere this year, been part of a super team. He said, no, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. And they put some people around him, not the greatest, but very good.
Yep.
And him and Chris Middleton did a good job. Jrue Holiday did a good defensive job, but he was 4-for-20. I mean, you know, from the field. So, you won with guys like Connaughton and, you know, other people. And Chris Paul still has that burr on his neck that he can't get it done. And I think he'll leave and do exactly what Giannis says you shouldn't do. He'll try to hook up with LeBron and everything else. But to me, they gave Chris Paul the medium jumper. I don't know why they did that, but he just did not get it done. And this is 17 years now. And yet they're calling him one of the top 5 point guards in the business. I can't go there. I'll call him a top 10 if you want, maybe top 11. But he's no Cousy. He's no Isaiah Thomas. He's no Magic Johnson. He's not even John Stockton. Stockton made it twice to the finals and holds all sorts of records. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But there's been a lot of great point guards throughout the history of the NBA, folks, that we're not even mentioning. Believe me when I tell you this. So, he's still got that regular season hero thing, as far as I'm concerned. They almost did it, but to be the first team to have a 2-0 lead and to lose 4 straight, not good.
Yeah, Mike, I would love it if you were to do analysis of an NBA game or a post-game show. I mean, what you just did there the last 4 or 5 minutes was an outstanding analysis of the entire game, of the politics behind it, of interesting side stories and stuff. applause, applause. And then when you brought up Giannis talking about he did it, he effing did it, because he didn't build a super team like other guys have done. I loved that so much, that he stood up for the integrity of NBA basketball and how teams should be run.
Well, I'll tell you this. This load management crap, he doesn't believe in that, number one. He goes to work every day. He's not a lazy ass like Harden. He's not a head case like Irving. Durant, you could say whatever you want about him. I love him as a player, but he went and to join a super team and won. He hadn't won before that. Okay? So Giannis did something Durant couldn't do. And for people that would take Durant over Giannis, go ahead. If I had to start a team tomorrow, if I had to add a guy to the Bulls roster, it would be this guy. It would be this guy. Two-time MVP. This year, Defensive Player of the Year. Now Finals MVP. And he averaged 30 points during the finals. Sorry. He's the best player in basketball. You can name anybody else you want. It's not even close. Here, LeBron had a bad ankle for 3 months. He sat on his ass. He sat on his ass. He could have played. This guy hyperextended his knee.
Yeah.
Oh, he played on a leg and a half. Yep. He took the treatment. He played on a leg and a half in this series where other NBA stars would have sat out. We've seen it. And I don't care if it was playoffs or not, because they're afraid of their careers. This guy said, I got to play. I don't know how he pulled it off. But that knee went backwards. We saw it with our own eyes.
It was gruesome. So
he's as tough as they come, as classy as they come. I love the family situation for him. I love the fact that he brought in, just a whole new aura for the NBA. I think the NBA season really was saved. I'm anxious to see what the ratings were.
Yeah,
it was a breath of fresh air not to have the usual cast of malingering characters like LeBron and Kawhi Leonard. And they're all champions, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but this guy did it with this team. So I'll say LeBron when he did it with Cleveland. Okay. That's once. Okay. I equate it to that. But Jordan did it 6 times. And Jordan did the same thing that this guy did, because back then it was a little bit more difficult. I did not know, Aldo, that Giannis has been in the league 8 years already. I mean, because you know what? You take him for granted. You know, he's good. You know, he's MVP. I don't dislike the man. I love the man. But I never, all you heard was Durant this, LeBron that. And I heard Tony Kornheiser yesterday, who I respect, and Mike Wilbon talking. And once again, they're not favored. And Kornheiser thinks the super teams are still relevant. And he likes Brooklyn and the Lakers. Okay? I would say this to Tony and to Mike. $1,000 a piece. I'll take the field. You can have those two teams. Because LeBron's a year older. Injuries happen.
Yep.
They've been injured already. Anthony Davis. The bubble don't matter to me. They won with the bubble, the Lakers. I think that Giannis next year in the East is going to be just as relevant. And we'll see if Kyrie Irving decides to take 2-3 weeks off at a time when he's healthy. Because you just can't turn it on and off. I've been saying this since forever. When you're a boxer, you don't spar 1 week before a title fight. When you are a radio talk show host, okay, what makes talk show hosts, the good ones, is working every day. If I worked only twice a week during my days in radio, it would have been much more difficult for me to be good or to be relevant. You have to work every day. I believe that. You can't be a roofer and come twice a week. You can't be a doctor and come twice a week and perform surgery. You got to go to work. And the NBA players, most of them, the high-priced ones, don't want to go to work every day. It's simple as that. That's all there's going to say. I once again will say, LeBron sat on his ass when he was healthy. And they saved everything for the playoffs, and it blew up in everybody's face. Same with Brooklyn, okay? Everybody ended up getting hurt. Kawhi Leonard, all these guys got hurt, not because they play a lot. It's because they don't play a lot, period.
I'm totally with you. I think that the NBA has to do certain things to restructure, to strengthen the game. You can't have superstars. When you're charging $300 for a mezzanine seat, and you and your kid have been waiting so long to see LeBron James play, to see Anthony Davis play, to see any of these superstars, and then you're told, that because of load management, they're not going to play. Oh. You've spent all this money. That's just a real, real problem for this NBA. They've got to figure out a schedule that allows players to regenerate their bodies. They got to figure out all those things and stop this nonsense, because it's going to ruin the league. It really is. And Giannis is such a breath of fresh air. Just like you say, he's a real hero in my mind and a great spokesman for the league. From an international's perspective, he could help save the league, because now he's going to get more international fans. I remember being part of a Yao Ming thing for McDonald's, and the reason McDonald's signed Yao Ming...
Because he's from China?
Exactly.
How many people?
Exactly. So international is big, but you can't succeed internationally if your superstars are taking a day off or nursing little injuries. That's just not
going to happen. That's exactly right. As far as me being an analyst, you know what? I guess Maria Taylor's leaving ESPN to go with NBC.
So there's a job opening for you there, Mike.
No. God bless her. Best of luck. I never tuned into their postgame show. Mm-hmm. The best postgame show is the TNT show. Now, when I say I never tuned in, I tuned in to see who was on: Jalen Rose, Adrian Wojnarowski, and Maria Taylor. Mm-hmm. I don't know many people that said, "Is Maria Taylor coming on?" I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that she's going to NBC. God bless her. She's going to get more money. She's in a good position. Mm-hmm. She turned down a couple big offers from ESPN. Mm-hmm. From Jimmy Patero. Mm-hmm. Okay. But Malik Andrews, I want to say something about her. If you did not see the post game, she's mm-hmm. probably the odds on favorite. She did the introductions of the team afterwards, mm-hmm. the championship trophy. She's ready to jump in. I don't think they'll skip a beat. I mean, she's outstanding, Malik Andrews. If they'd like me to be an analyst, I'm open. Jimmy, give me a call, my friend. That's all I'm going to say. Because you know what? And another thing between the TNT show and ESPN, it just doesn't seem that the people on the ESPN basketball show have enough time.
Yeah.
You know, it's all more coordinated, more scripted. Where you got Barkley and Shaq. See, that's the kind of show. Mm-hmm. They do basically a radio show on TV.
Yeah.
Off what's happening currently.
Right.
And I think it's too choppy to the people involved on the show on NBA on ESPN.
Yes.
But like I said, Jimmy, you want to put me a couple hundred grand? That's all. Put it in an envelope, hand it to me. I'll do the show all year long. I don't need millions. I don't need $2 million, $3 million. Give me 200 grand.
You want it in small bills, Mike?
Hey, I'll be like Rockford in expenses.
I love it.
But I wish everybody in broadcasting, when you got a shot to see when you got a shot to make bigger money, it's hard to turn down. And NBC is huge. Yeah. So you got to take it. But you know what? She was the main deal. I mean, as far as people were talking over there, you know, at ESPN and, you know, over there at NBC, you know, she's going to cover the Olympics. And I think you get lost with those type of things where you were the headliner over there. But there was a lot of drama involving Maria. Like I said, Malika Andrews, I think, would be my odds on favorite. I don't think Rachel Nichols is going to get it because of what happened with the situation with Maria and Rachel. So it's interesting to see what will happen. Yeah. Show me the money, Mike. I've been shown the money. 200 grand expenses, maybe a free meal and a free motel room.
Before we went live, we were talking about the crowds outside the Milwaukee stadium, and I got pictures to show our viewers on YouTube. You can catch this show on audio podcast, but you can also see the video version on our YouTube channel. Those of you listening on the audio person, just go over to YouTube and then punch in Barroom Network. You'll see it there listed among our many other shows. So this is the crowd outside the stadium. Nobody's wearing a mask, of course, as you
put it. That's early, too. That was early. They had 65,000. They're telling you your kids got to wear masks in school. There it is. Look at that. Nobody had masks on. I don't know what you do if you have to go to the bathroom. You're not getting out of there. You're not getting out of there. If you're in the middle of that, look at these people. Now, wait a minute. I'm 10 feet from my bathroom. If somebody said to me, you want to go stand in that crowd? First of all, congratulations to all the super spreaders out there. Even Jeff Van Gundy said this. Even Jeff Van Gundy said this. He goes, Dr. Fauci's in shock or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci's in shock. Well, I think Dr. Fauci's in shock for a lot of things lately. But my God. I can't imagine having to take, you know, go to the bathroom. Or, I mean, they must go in their pants. I can't figure it out.
I can't figure it out either.
I mean, I know this. 3-4 hours, they're standing there for 5-6 hours.
That's right. I'm starting to.
I don't stand in the line. I don't stand there. I have claustrophobic tendencies anyway. Yeah, I don't need 65,000 people around me.
That's right. I'm starting to get a little nervous. I'm going to the Bears game in Cleveland. Dan Aguirre and I are venturing down there. And
oh, that's a duel.
Yes.
I watch you guys. That's a duel.
All of the massage parlors in Cleveland are walking us. And so
over here.
So I'm starting to get a little nervous, you know, with the potential crowd, and they're talking about a variant Delta and another. Even if you're vaccinated, wear a mask now. That's what I heard yesterday.
Listen, I got the Johnson shot. You were telling me before, and I've read it anyway, that I may need a booster shot. I haven't been sick for 10 years. I had a cold last week. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that the shot did it, but all I'm saying is, I'm not saying it didn't. All I'm telling you is, it's all about money. Oh, you better get a booster. Wait, I was told if I get this thing, I'm okay. But then you see people getting, I mean, the Yankees, 3 guys get it. Jay Williams from ESPN got it. Rich Eisen from the NFL. They all got vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So I just decided I'm going to stay in. I'm never going out again, except to Bourbon Street.
There you go.
I'm looking for a suit like Robert De Niro had in Casino. I'm looking for a peach-colored suit and those sunglasses, those thick sunglasses, and pull my hair back, and a cigarette holder. I'm going to show up.
I love it. Tony says Dr. Fauci was crowd surfing in Milwaukee.
Dr. Fauci's trying to figure out a way out. He's been testifying in front of Congress.
Yeah, really.
You know?
And look who's joined us, Heidi.
Huh?
Heidi's joined us.
Heidi!
Hey, Heidi, I love you.
I saw Heidi had a great tweet this morning.
Did she?
You know, everybody, hell yeah. God bless Heidi. She's in Acapulco. You know, I've never watched. I saw Elvis in Acapulco, the movie.
Yeah.
Okay? I never gave it a thought. She's in Acapulco.
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful where she lives. She takes the panoramic pictures.
Yeah.
My God, Heidi, we love you too, Heidi. Heidi's a looker too.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You kidding me?
Yeah. We the bar room had an outing in New York for the Giants game, and I couldn't make it, so that was my one opportunity to get a picture with Heidi. But hopefully someday Heidi and I will meet up, and hopefully Mike will be there. It'll be a great threesome photograph.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy on the threesome stuff, would you please? Jesus. Happily married. 43 years I've been rolling. I don't need you to exasperate things.
43?
But Acapulco looks beautiful.
My 3 marriages don't add up to 43 years. How is that possible? 43 years.
Because I'm Italian. It's better off. It's better. You're better off working it out. My God. 3 marriages. Hey, I know guys that I know guys been married 5 times, twice to the same woman. So, you know, let's not even go there. I mean, that's funny. But it's good to see Heidi tuning in.
That's right. And Heidi is a big fan of Chicago Bears football. So the training camp opens next week. Everyone is expecting this to be the season. Justin Fields is coming out. And now Dan and I did an exercise on our Tuesday night show where we went through the schedule. Me being the optimist, the eternal optimist, I said, you know what? The Bears could win 11 games with Andy Dalton as the starter. And there was a bunch of people in the chat room saying, well, what have you been drinking? Although, and so I said, no, it's possible. If the defense is as great as it was in 2018, and I'm not saying Dalton is better than Trubisky, but Trubisky got injured, missed a couple of games in 2018. And then when he came back, he was still a little ginger and so forth.
They should have made the playoffs if Parkey. I mean, the Parkey missed the kick, and that's the rest was history. And, right. And you know, I watched VSN Vizen this morning with Mitch Moss and him and I forget the other guy. They were talking and they both think Justin Fields is going to be all that. If you say Justin Fields isn't going to be all that or he's going to be a bust, you'll get buried by social media and by the Bears fans in them. But I'm here to tell everybody, I think he'll be middle of the road if he ever plays. I think he'll be middle of the road. If Dalton, if they win 11 games with Andy Dalton at quarterback, Justin Fields ain't seeing the field, folks.
Right.
And there's some people that think, once again, we're dealing with Nagy and Pace, who don't know how to handle any quarterback situation.
Right.
So this, to me, I think the past is relevant with these two guys, how they handle this thing. And there's some people that think Fields is going to start right away. And I say no, because Nagy bought a year,
right?
An extra year with this. If he starts Fields and it goes bad from the beginning, that's not going to be good. I don't think he's Mahomes. I don't think he's Mahomes. I don't. I think that the people that passed on him, maybe they'll regret it. But those people that passed on him, some of them are pretty good teams.
Yep.
Or some of them. So I am anxious. I'm like I've said before, if he makes it, that's great. If he doesn't make it, that's bad. But there's a chance all five guys could be busts, or a chance that all five guys could be great. Here's my deal. Out of the five, I know two or three are going to fail. It happens every year. Let's hope he's not one of them.
I totally agree. Herney 777 says Dalton might be a bit underrated, but Chase Daniels and Nick Foles don't inspire much confidence for me in decision making from Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. And
yeah,
Chris goes on.
You gotta look at what happened. Look, the Foles thing. I don't think Dalton's Foles. I never did. Dalton's been a competent quarterback and never won a playoff game, but he's played with the Bengals. He got him there. But he took heat just like Mitch took heat here. Right. And we'll find out what's going to happen. I know that Tom Waddle has a thing where he's listing the most important Bears. And I said the most important Bear, you know, some people think Akeem Hicks. Some people think Khalil Mack. I think it's Allen Robinson. I think it's Allen Robinson. This is a big year for him.
Yeah.
I think if Allen Robinson was going to go down, I think the receiving core takes a big drop.
You ain't kidding. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're talking Anthony Miller, Darnell Mooney, who reaps the benefits of Allen Robinson out there. I think he's your most important player. I think Dalton is in the team photo. The defense, I think, is a collaborative group. Khalil Mack, I keep reading he was a top 10 player last year. It didn't really resonate with me. He didn't do it every single week.
Right.
But if the defense is going to have, what, their third coordinator in how many years? 3, 4, 5 years? I mean, you had Pagano. You have the guy Fazio. And then you got now this new guy.
Sean
the defense as a unit's the biggest question to me.
Right. Right. In the chat room, Bearstown 19 show says Bears go 10-7 if Rodgers stays in Green Bay. What do you think about this whole Aaron Rodgers thing? We're hearing now that he said no to a 2-year extension that would have made him the highest paid quarterback in the history of the National Football League. What do you think? What's going on with this guy? This is like it's become a soap opera that you hate to tune in and watch. It's like I can't wait for this to be over.
I think he's an arrogant son of a gun. I really do. I've never liked him. He's not Tom Brady. He's got one Super Bowl win. He's more like Jeff Hostetler, only I'm being mean because he is the MVP of the league. My question is, how did he become MVP of the league when there's nobody around him? I think if you're a player of that team and you've been seeing this, you are going to want him back. because it's business and you need to win and everybody benefits. But you also got to be a little aggravated because I don't think anybody's had less help in the same state as Giannis. So in the same state where a guy just won an NBA championship, you got another guy crying who has a receiver like Devontae Adams. My God. And has had a pretty good team. Granted, it's they roll with him, but every team that has a good quarterback rolls. I just think that his crying, his whining, and let me state this. Take it from a guy who's had extensions, okay? I signed an extension with 2 years on a deal left on a deal once. But if I would have said I'm not ready yet, okay, then it's no big deal. Aaron Rodgers has 3 years left on his deal. The way the media spins is, oh, he turned down a 2-year extension. He's got 3 years left on the current deal.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not a sacrifice to turn down an extension, folks. It's not a sacrifice when you got 3 more years on the deal. I could have turned down a couple extensions I had, but I liked the security, and I liked the money they were paying, and I liked the place I was working at. So the nonsense that, Aaron Rodgers turns down extension. You're signed till 2023. It's all nonsensical.
All right, let's talk a little baseball now because I'm a little worried about what's happened with both Chicago teams after the break. The White Sox are 4-3 and the Cubs 3-3. Let's start with the Cubs first. Chris Bryant is gone, but now there's this mysterious injury that's keeping him out of the lineup. And clearly, if it is a real injury, it's a tight hamstring or something like that. It's because they want to preserve him so that his trade value doesn't sink at all. Am I right or am I wrong there, Mike?
They can get rid of all of them. I heard he had a fatigued hamstring.
Yes.
Here's a guy that's been called soft by not only me, but a lot of people. And you're trying to shake that image, maybe, or maybe you don't care, but you get probably pissed off when you hear it.
Yeah.
And you let that team tell to everybody he doesn't have a pulled hamstring, doesn't have a strained hamstring, doesn't have a ruptured hamstring. There's nothing wrong with the guy. You just had Giannis with a hyperextended knee playing an NBA finals with.
Yep.
And then you got this guy who, to me, is soft as grapes. Sorry. You could say it any way you want.
Yeah.
And they come out with a fatigued hamstring and they're saying, well, people are saying they want to save him because he's going to be traded. Well, he's going to play again. He's going to play the next game. And they hear David Ross. And this was my point of having a buddy manage these guys. Chris Bryant, Rizzo, they elevated this guy. He's not going to get in their face and play. He sits him again yesterday. He said, well, we were going to sit him again. I mean, we were going to sit him anyway. And then wait a minute. If you sat him the day before, you could have played him yesterday.
Right.
This nonsense. They give him 2 days off, and there's nothing wrong with the guy. Nothing. Period. A fatigued hamstring? I never even heard of it. Your legs are tired? What are you, nuts? And then Anthony Rizzo, he has been disinterested in playing baseball for the Cubs for the last 3-4 weeks. He gets caught in a rundown yesterday on a ground ball to short. You got to run home.
Thank you.
And he gets caught in a rundown at third base. Unacceptable.
Thank you.
Team is a mess. This organization is a mess. I don't know what they're going to do, but they can get rid of the ball. Let's start anew.
Yes, I'm with you. I love that rant. It's right on target with my feelings. Rizzo is batting .218.
In games. And yesterday, a bad back.
Yes. Yesterday, he left on base 8 guys. He went 0-for-5. He left on base 8 guys. Come on. How does that happen, Mike? How does that happen? I don't get it.
They can get rid of it. I'm saying this to all Cub fans. And if you don't like it, that's tough. I mean, I've been following baseball forever. They can get rid of Bryant and Rizzo tomorrow. And let's just start over again. Because these guys will never win again. They'll never win again. I mean, my God, you're sitting out with little owies and everything else. You know, I thought they were in it, but you know what? They made the trade for Jack Peterson, but the rest of the players are on the team.
Yeah,
it's just a mess. David Ross, you know, he sits in the dugout. I mean, I appreciate Tony La Russa so much. You can see, you could see the difference a mile away. They don't play hard for Ross. They go through the motions.
Yep.
They're swinging the pitches around their head. I mean, it's just a joke.
Right. And so it, John Madden was right in that, you know, he didn't really.
It, you mean Joe Madden.
Joe Madden, excuse me. Joe Madden wasn't really to blame. He this, the squad is just outfitted with a bunch of guys who don't have the eye of the tiger.
Outside of Contreras, I'm going to try to name some guys. Wisdom. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hayward's been on a honeymoon. He's it's time to move him. Although I will say this about Hayward. The one thing I like about him, he plays every day. Mm-hmm. You know he's going to be in right field. They've never had to worry about it. But the money he got is never substantiated. They did win the World Series, but that was a long time ago. It's time to move all these guys if they want. I'd like to keep Contreras. Baez, I don't know what the future is for him. But are you really going to give a guy that says he's got a tired hamstring $250 million?
Nope.
No way. No way. There's no way in hell. This is Chicago. To me, he's still a Vegas guy. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what he is. I mean, Chris Bryant has just been I don't know how you would say it. He's been up and down. He should be more beloved, but, you know, and when people get all choked up, you got a guy that makes that good money now.
Right.
Saying, I can't play. Right. Give me a break.
What about the fact that one of the greatest images in Chicago sports is Chris Bryant catching that last out of the World Series and with a big smile, making that throw over to Rizzo? That's a great romantic memory in Chicago sports. So when Chris Bryant is eventually traded or is not re-signed, if they don't want to trade with somebody, how are you going to feel?
I'm going to be happy that he brought a World Series for us. I'm not a Chris Bryant hater. I'm just saying you can't be telling people there's nothing wrong with you, but your one leg is a little tired. Mm-hmm. You can't be doing that. People go to work every day with a lot bigger problems, a lot less money, you know? And Tony's right. I called it a country club before the season started, and that's what it was. Madden started that in spring training. Mm-hmm. I talked to people that said they had easy spring trainings, mm-hmm. you know? And I just look at these guys. I just can't invest $250 million in a guy that doesn't want to go out and grind. I don't. There's nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're saving him for a trade, but he's going to play again. They're going to play him. They said he's going to play today, maybe, or tomorrow. I mean, who knows?
Right.
But to have nothing wrong with the guy, basically, and he'll say, oh, there's something wrong with me. Now when you're telling me you have a fatigued hamstring, I've pulled hamstrings. I've had strained hamstrings. Everybody, if you played sports, maybe a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. All right. He has nothing wrong with them. He has nothing wrong with them, period.
Yeah, it could be simply they just don't want him to get hurt. They're trying to boost his trade value, but I can't imagine his trade value is increasing right now. They're saying things that he's got a tired hamstring.
I just would not give a guy like that $250 million. I am sorry. No way. I love him for playing all five positions out in the outfield, infield. Doesn't make any errors. He's hit. And he's tried his best, but, you know, once they started losing, Rizzo seems unfocused. Mm-hmm. Bryant doesn't play. Baez has not. I mean, he still thinks they can win. Well, you got to have all hands on deck, and they don't.
All right. One last question about the Cubs before we talk about the Sox. It took them 3 to 4 years the last time they went through this rebuild. Theo came in, and I mean, they basically tanked for 3 years to get high draft picks. Do you think it's going to be as painful as a rebuild this time around?
I don't think the Chicago Cubs should ever rebuild. They're in a big market. Mm-hmm. I think the Chicago Cubs got a draft right, but I think he should go be in the free agent, be involved in the free agent market. Mm-hmm. I think that they should quit this rebuild crap. You're in Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you.
You are owned by billionaires.
Thank you.
Okay? They can afford you.
Yep.
I don't want to hear rickets with money problems, okay? I bought my wife flowers yesterday. I was almost short a buck. I thought I had enough money. That's a money problem. You know? I pulled out my credit card. But that's nonsense. You know, these guys are billionaires. Try to compete every single year. Mm-hmm. And what really is sickening is at the beginning of the season, we saw it with, I said, you Darvish, how can you let him go? Mm-hmm. How can you let him go? I mean, that told the players right there. Okay. Castellanos doesn't get signed. Schwarber's let go. Makes the all-star team.
Yep.
So does Darvish. Mm-hmm. They got rid of two all-stars.
Yep.
And we're supposed to think these guys got it all upstairs.
Thank you.
They got lucky to win that year, the Cubs. You realize the Cubs, if they don't win in 2016, they never win.
Mm-hmm.
We're going on what then? We're going on like 115 years or 114 years without a World Series. I'm glad they won. Push them out the door.
And I like what I love what Tony says here. Look at Schwarber. He's thriving in Washington. These guys need to be challenged.
Yeah, you know, Ross just got the job. I mean, I knew it was a mistake from the beginning. I wanted to bring in Ozzy earlier, but then they got on a – I want Ozzy Guillen to whip these guys. It's your last year maybe on the team. Get a manager that's going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
But instead, they get a babysitter. And he's not even a babysitter. I mean, if Rizzo wants, we could tell Ross to shut up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you were a substitute catcher for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we made you the mascot. You know? And you got this job. And you got the ESPN job. Why? Because of us. It's hard to tell a guy to hustle that helped you get to where you are.
Yep.
All right. Tony La Russa is getting the job done with the Southsiders, despite the fact that I don't think any team in Major League Baseball has lost more games to player injuries. If you total up the amount of games that Eloy and Moncada, all these guys that have been injured for the White Sox, if you total up, there's absolutely no way that any other Major League team has lost more games due to player injuries than the Chicago White Sox. Yet, they keep winning. They're 4-3 since the break, but I am a little bit worried, Mike. I don't know why. Please help me calm my anxiety, please.
Well, they're 4-3, and they've lost. Here, I heard somebody this morning on TV. It's not important to mention who because it was a stupid statement. Say that A.J. Hinch, because Detroit's 5 games under,
mm-hmm.
has a shot at manager of the year. First of all, he shouldn't even be in baseball for what he did in the World Series. He should never be allowed to win a postseason honor. Same with Alex Cora. That being said, if you think A.J. Hinch is manager of the year, how are you even on TV? I mean, Tony La Russa's lost 5 starters. He lost his whole outfield. He lost Eloy, Robert, and Eaton didn't work out. That's 3 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Then he loses Madrigal. Then they lose Grandel, okay, which hence tells me they should have kept McCann, okay? But that's beside the point. They've lost 5 out of 8 starting players, and I got some goof on TV saying A.J. Hinch should win while the White Sox are running away with the division? Are you out of your mind? And even Boston, even though I can't stand Alex Cora for what he did,
mm-hmm.
even he deserves consideration over A.J. Hinch. It's time for the Square Media to quit sucking on his ball sack. It's ridiculous. He ruined the integrity of baseball. His team ruined the integrity of baseball. And they cut a deal, Aldo, for both guys to get back in. Otherwise, my opinion is, they were going to let the cat out of the bag to say, you think we're the only cheaters? We'll name you 10 other teams. And that would have been a huge scandal.
Mike, I hate to say you're on fire because you're on fire for every show. But today, it's like nuclear fire. It's like
I hear A.J. Hinch has got a shot at manager of the year because the Tigers are 5 under. Are you out of your mind? Do you know who's in their division? You know who's winning that division? Do you know the situation? And then you had a guy named Mercedes who blew off a sign. And everybody wanted La Russa fired because he handled it. Because he handled it the right way,
yep.
and got in his face and said, you're probably going to get hit tomorrow. And then you got Mercedes quitting now.
Mm-hmm.
La Russa stuck with this guy through thick and thin. And La Russa's going to try to talk to him. But there are squares out there that wanted La Russa gone because he held a player, a 28-year-old rookie, accountable. I mean, it's completely insane. Tony La Russa, hands down, I'll argue with anybody, is the manager of the year in the American League, and Gabe Kapler right now is, I mean, my God, the Giants are beating up on the Dodgers, for Christ's sake. I mean, Gabe Kapler should be manager here in the National League.
Q from Cincy agrees with you. And have you heard anything about the Twins broadcasters that boo-booed speaking on Gavin Sheets having nightmares about Berrios pitching? I haven't heard that. So
no.
We'll look.
Don't know anything about him, Mr. Inglewood. I love the moniker, my friend, Mr. Inglewood. But don't know anything about that. Gavin Sheets has been, I mean, these guys got a lot of confidence. La Russa instills confidence. It's next man up. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. You name me another team that could lose five starters. Mm-hmm. Five starters and still be dominant. That's managing. That's managing as good as it gets, folks.
Mike, you got a comment on Detroit sports. Don Burr says Detroit sports all are on the rise. He thinks the Lions are going to make the playoffs in about 5 years. He thinks the Pistons are going to be back to NBA dominance in about 10 years. Don pops in every once in a while and brags about Detroit sports and craps on Chicago sports.
My God, Detroit has just been a cesspool of ineptitude. I mean, you know, I mean, they're 22-1, the Lions. I mean, my God, can they finish in third? If they finish in third, then that means the Bears are going to suffer. That means the Bears finishing fourth. Yeah. The Tigers are getting better. I've said they're going to be a good team next year, but slow the roll on manager of the year. I think that the Red Wings, they had a run. I mean, that team was the glowing piece for Detroit sports, to be honest with you. The Pistons used to be. The Lions used to be. The Tigers. No, the Lions never have been. And the Tigers were for a while back in the day. So Detroit sports is a mess right now. Yeah. Chicago, we got a team in first place. Can't complain about that. The Bears are supposed to over under 7.5. So mm-hmm. I'm not looking too forward to seeing what happens here. I think everybody's going to be, as soon as they lose a game, yelling for Justin Fields. So basically, that's just the way it's going to go. I mean, it's not a good situation there as far as Detroit stuff is concerned.
Your bookie's on the phone.
Don't remind me. I haven't answered for 3 days.
I agree with Q from Cincy. He says Cincinnati sports is on the rise. Good luck, Detroit. And the Cincinnati sports teams do look like they could, have some success in the years. If Joe Burrow is the real deal at quarterback for the Bengals, that team is going to be really good and winning AFC division.
Who would you rather have, Joe Burrow or Justin Fields?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Who would you rather have, Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields?
Well, Trevor Lawrence.
What I'm trying to say is Justin Fields dropped. Mm-hmm. Nothing against him. But four teams passed on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Belichick could have tried to move. They like Mac Jones. I'm just telling everybody, slow the roll on Justin Fields. It's unfair to him.
Yeah.
Okay? You're putting a lot of pressure on this kid, and he's not even going to start the season, I don't think.
Yep, I agree with you. Mr. Inglewood says that the Twins broadcasters talk trash about Gavin Sheets, and then on the very next plate appearance, Sheets hit it out of the ballpark.
Well, they're feeling bad about what happened with Donaldson. Mm-hmm. The Sox, I mean, they lose yesterday, but, you know, the Sox have had their way with Minnesota this year. I can't believe that Rocco Baldelli still got a job. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to be an odds-on favorite to do it, but the White Sox have just beat the crap out of them almost on a regular basis.
All right, I want to let people know, if they missed last week's show, then where the hell were you? But yeah. We did announce that a very special project that Mike has asked me to help him with, and I'm
asking you to help me with. You and BB are running the whole show, for Christ's sake. And I'm under the gun with you two guys.
Working with BB is another honor in my lifetime.
She's the best.
Two-time Emmy winner and another two-time Emmy winner. We got four Emmys in the family. Yeah. How about that?
A pioneer as far as being on. She was on the air mm-hmm. in 1992, mm-hmm. When it was rough. And, you could ask Peggy about that. Peggy Kaczynski, you could ask her. You had to know. You still do, I think, if you're a female in broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know 10 times as much. Yeah. I always thought that about Peggy. I always thought BB was ready to go. She would disagree with me, argue with me, but she was on back in 92. I ushered in, it was just a beautiful time, and BB is underrated. Like I said, she's a pioneer in sports radio in Chicago. How many women sat in back in the day on sports radio in 92, 93, 94? I can name you 15 that sat in with me.
Yeah.
From BB to Joan Esposito to Kathy Brock. Were they personalities? Did I bring them in because, of course, they had viewership and everything else?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
I pulled every trick in the book, you know? So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And a lot of the ladies know their sports, man.
Yep.
And BB was right at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Of course, she's been listening to my BS for a long time. So that's she had no problem disagreeing with me. Believe me, back in the day. But it's a great, great collaboration we're going to have.
Yeah. And so what we're doing is, you know, Mike is now 30 years in broadcasting. His voice has been hitting Chicago airwaves and then the national airwaves for 30 years now. And so we decided to, you know, put together some of his stories and collect some stuff. And then
wait till you see all the interviews. I got interviews with Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams. Interviews from way back in the day that we're going to put. I got to get you those tapes. I mean, I can't believe I didn't bring them when I saw you last week. My God, I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I was expecting you to come in with a big cardboard box and a bunch of stuff in it. But
I'll be in a shopping bag.
There you go. Along with an envelope, small bills.
Oh, yeah, small bills.
So in 2022, we're going to have a truly tremendous retrospective of North, his own words and the words of others. And part of the process here, we've been doing some pre-interview work, and Mike and I thought it would be good to share some of the stories.
Some of the cuts.
Yeah, and last week, Mike talked about, you know, showing up to the score after doing the world tour.
And just doing my job. I'd be going, hey, welcome to Score Sports Radio, WSCR, we're ready to go. How you doing, Jigs? I'm doing good, Mike. Hey, everything going good? Yeah, how you feeling? I'm feeling great. Then we go to commercial, I go, oh. Then we come back, boom. You know what I mean? Because I loved it. You know, the red light would go on. We're ready to go. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And this whole collaboration thing with me and you is great.
Yeah. And so
Bebe.
I picked a different cut today. And this is about Mike's how he fell in love with the world of sports and changed his life and also changed the lives of us fans of Mike North. Take a listen to this.
My first star. But sports was Arnold Palmer. What's weird is I got to interview the guy 2-3 times down the line. I interviewed him when he was finished, of course, from 90. I think I interviewed him once in 93, once in 97. It was surreal to me that the first person I saw on my black and white TV living on 1217 West Rosedale with my mom and dad and my brother John and my brother Danny was probably a 1 year old in 1958-59. I'm sitting in front of the TV and I remember Arnold Palmer, the graphic underneath, you know, the old white graphic, Arnold Palmer, you know, you thought it was like revolutionary because they printed his name underneath his picture. And then I find out his birthday's the same day as mine, September 10th. He was a demon of mine that was positive because once I saw him, then I started exploring the rest of sports and I just clicked. Everything just clicked.
That looks like my TV that I watch it on. Let me tell you about that's a very good cut, first of all, though. And I got to say this. Arnold Palmer, to me, I saw him. And then I'd read Sports Illustrated when I was a kid, 8, 9, 10 years old. I'd read all the newspapers, all four of them, just the sports section, collect baseball cards. But Arnold Palmer, his charisma, his class, his looks, his swashbuckling type of situation. Then I saw the picture of him. I don't know if we can pull it up. He's standing in his master's jacket outside a red Eldorado convertible, white with the red interior, with the red exterior. And he's standing outside a country club somewhere. And I'm going, this guy is all that and more. He was the first guy to fly. And then I got a chance. It was no different when I first met Peyton, got to interview Walter, or got to work with Walter, excuse me, or when I had Bobby Hull on, or when I had Arnold Palmer on, I made it through the interview, but I was like, wow, you know, I'm 7 years old. And then all these years later, he's still alive, and I get the chance to interview him about all his greatness and what he did for the world of golf. And he was so nice to me. And then I told him we had the same birthday, along with Roger Maris, September 10th. Those are my two guys. There it is. When I saw that, I go, I'm in. I'm in. I mean, my God, what a class act. First guy to fly his own plane. Competitor. Graceful. Promoted golf to the end. Helped start the Golf Channel. Just a legendary guy. I've entertained. I can't write a book for the most part. I got to have somebody do it for me because I don't have the attention span. But he's the first star. He was my first star. He was my first guy. I saw him, and I'm a little kid, and I'm watching with my dad, the Masters. And, you know, my dad's rooting for Arnold Palmer like millions of people did, you know. Just a magical guy and great for the game of golf.
We're getting a lot of compliments in the chat room. I'm flashing some of them up on the screen here. And thank you all very much for the kind words. Heidi says she can't wait to hear the entire documentary. She says it's going to be fire. Merv says
that's going to be 30 years in broadcasting. That's why we're doing this.
That's an amazing thing. And Merv says that you have a filing cabinet for brains. You just remember all of this great stuff. And you really do. Your memory is outstanding on stuff.
I only cared about things I cared about. In other words, I hated school.
Mm-hmm.
I flunked seventh grade. I didn't go to high school except for a couple years. My mom and dad were besides themselves. My dad was more about tough love. You're a bum. You're going to be a bum if you don't go to school. I never worried about it, but I got tremendously lucky. I met BB, and that's when my whole thing changed. But I also, the score started and everything else. But, yeah, I've been blessed that way. There was only like two, three things. I always figured if I'm interested in two, three things, maybe I can make that work. And it looked at the age of 39, I was going to be in the hot dog business for the rest of my life. And then things change. There'll be more cuts along the way. But yeah, I've been very fortunate. I don't think I've lost my fastball. I don't think I've ever lost my fastball.
That's for sure.
I've often said this. If I wanted to come back, if I wanted to get on my hands and knees, say, please, I could win my rate. I could win my time slot in Chicago. But I'm happy where I'm at. I love being on ESPN 1000 with the cherry on the Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm having a great time. I got the Bears Barroom. I also got Win Daily. Couldn't be better. And I've been blessed. So, yeah, I've been blessed with the acumen as far as sports and as far as knowing the city of Chicago. There's no and as far as loving the city of Chicago, which has been bothering me over the last year, year and a half. I was in the city yesterday. It's starting to come back.
Yeah.
But I drove down Irving Park Road, where I used to have one of my hot dog stands about Irving and Kedzie and California, going straight down Irving. And I saw a lot of businesses closed.
Yeah.
So, and they never were closed when we had our business down there.
Yeah, it was thriving.
And we had our place on Irving and Central Park, one of them. We had three of them. And so I hope the city comes back. But I could see where a lot of the small businesses, a lot of for lease signs and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've got just a couple of more things to do before we sign off, and that includes.
Wow, it's been a fast show.
It has been. It's been one of my favorites. Joe's got a quick question here. He knows that you don't know who's racing at Del Mar, but he's asking for a tip on betting the ponies in general. Any tips for guys that like to go to the racetrack and put a nickel or two on a pony?
Yeah, I think that if you have 10 horses mm-hmm. and five of them are 5-1 or less. And the rest are 6-1, 10-1, 15, 30, 40. You bet the last five. You bet a long shot's going to come in during the day. If you got 9 races, Joe, okay, nobody's going to tell me every favorite's going to win. So mm-hmm. what you do is you pass on the 3-4 that you're going to make just a little bit money on, and you bet like 3-4-5 horses that are like 50-1, 30-1, 21, bet $2, bet $4, bet $5. That's what I used to do. I used to be pretty successful doing that. You wouldn't win every race, but you could play some across the board. You know, across the board's good. So that's what I would do.
And now it is time for...
Yeah!
That is right. It is time for Mike's pick, and you've got to know this by now. It is brought to you by WinDailySports.com. Make sure you follow them on Twitter at WinDailySports. But you turn your love of sports into a profit center. That's what you got to do, and the way you do it is by going over to WinDailySports.com and taking advantage of all the great advice there by Mike North and all the great people at WinDaily. Mike?
Well, first of all, I got one game today, folks. It was a really light board, and the NBA's over with. By the way, I had the Bucks the other night on the money line and on the spread. Had a great, great finals, if you will. Atlanta's playing Philadelphia today. Atlanta is minus 130. You could take the run line plus 1.5 or take Philadelphia plus the 120. I like Philadelphia in this matchup today against Atlanta. Atlanta's been skittish. I know they're trying to come back. They've had some injuries. Acuna's out. Their pitching's been spotty of late. Freddie Freeman's not having. He'll start churning the year that he's had in the past. So I like, Aldo, the Philadelphia Phillies today. Back to you.
All right. That's where I'm going to place my jelly beans.
How you been doing, by the way?
You know what? I have not been doing. I took a break for a few days. I've been focused on some other things. But today I'm going to lay my first bet in a few days and hopefully get back on the winning trail, because I lost like 6 games in a row. I was like, man, this is a bad losing streak. But overall, I'm still in the plus column. Yeah.
Welcome to the world of gambling, my friend.
That's right. I am a rookie at this. That is for sure.
You wake up in the middle of the night wondering if you won a game that you fell asleep on, a late coast game, and you just can't sleep. And then you have to check, and then you see you lost or you. It's a lot of fun. I love just keep everything, folks. Like I said, even this game today, it's like a one unit game. Mm-hmm. It's not strong like my Milwaukee a buck bet the other night, which I had a ton of units on. So, you know, everybody thought Phoenix was going to cover. Everybody. Vegas won the last couple. Las Vegas beat the Players the last couple nights. Mm-hmm. The Players believed in Phoenix. They bet Phoenix. Vegas won a ton of money in Game 7. A lot of people took Phoenix plus the 5 and Phoenix on the money line, mm-hmm. plus 160, 170. So it turned out good for Vegas. So bottom line is take one unit. If you want to do two, if you're you can do that. Take Philadelphia tight. Remember, they're an underdog, but it's baseball. And, you know, baseball, everybody wins some games, okay? That's just the way it is.
That's right. And you want Mike, more Mike North? Of course you do. And what, less than 30 minutes, he's going to be on at Win Daily Sports on the their Twitter channel, the catch the Bet Like Mike Show, Be Like Mike Show every morning, Monday. Is it Monday through Friday or Monday through
Monday through Friday, handsome? But the big, the hour show, that's a 20-minute show, the best 20 minutes in sports. This is the best hour in all of sports, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
The bar room. And Bear, we'll be having football soon, and then things are really going to start cooking.
Woo, baby. Can't wait.
Yeah.
And don't forget to join us back here next week, Thursday, 9:30 live. We really enjoyed the interaction today. We had robust conversations.
Yeah.
Again, back next week. Mike, say goodbye.
The hair looked good today. I got to admit it, man. A little Whitey Bulger like today, ladies and gentlemen. So long, Aldo.
Bye-bye, my man.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.